From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Tomorrow is set as another showdown day on health care overhaul legislation. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid expects a vote on bringing a bill to the floor for debate. He has the needed 60 members in his caucus, including two independents, but it's not clear whether all of them will vote in favor. And Republicans, such as Lamar Alexander of Tennessee, are providing steady opposition.
It's the same turkey you didn't like in August, and it's not going to taste any better on Thanksgiving.
Democrat Tom Harkin of Iowa says he is confident Democrats will push the bill forward. He says he thinks the Democratic caucus and the American people will unite around it. The House has voted to spare doctors a major reduction in Medicare payments, but if it passes both houses of Congress, the measure would add more than $200 billion to the federal deficit. If Congress does not act, Medicare payment rates will fall more than a fifth in January. In Florida, a federal judge has sentenced four men found guilty of terrorism to sentences much shorter than those requested by the prosecution. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
In May, five men were found guilty on charges that they plotted to blow up federal buildings in Miami and topple Chicago's Sears Tower. Federal officials conceded the men posed no imminent threat, that their scheme was, quote, aspirational, not operational. The prosecution case rested on a government informant who purported to be a member of Al-Qaeda and approached the group of men, offering them guns, vehicles, and cash. In exchange, the group agreed to take an oath of allegiance to Al-Qaeda, which was videotaped and introduced as evidence in the trial. The two earlier trials ended with hung juries. The third trial ended with convictions of five of the six men charged, and prosecutors asked the court to impose the maximum penalty allowed, between 30 and 50 years. Instead, a federal judge has handed down relatively light sentences of under 10 years to four of the men. The fifth in the group, leader Narcile Batiste, will be sentenced Friday. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
The decision was expected, and it prompted protests, but nonetheless, the University of California regents have approved a large hike in tuition. We have this report from Hetty Lynn Hertes of member station KPCC in Los Angeles.
It's the first time state tuition will top $10,000 a year. As hundreds staged a sit-in in March at UCLA, the regents voted in the hike, blaming it on the state's budget crisis. Tuition at the 10 campuses will rise $2,500 by next fall, and along with a $900 registration fee, annual undergrad fees will amount to about $10,300, a threefold increase in just a decade. The protests were mostly peaceful, although several students were arrested. Demonstrations were also held at other campuses. And while the latest hikes are being instituted, UC President Mark Udoff says he's not ruling out more if the state can't meet his request for another $900 million next year. For NPR News, I'm Hetty Lynn Hertes in Los Angeles.
Stock prices have been moving up in Europe today. This is NPR News. Leaders of the European Union have handed the EU's top new two jobs to two little-known compromise figures. And in the process, they have dashed the hopes of those who wanted to raise the continent's global profile. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
Until recently, all the talk was that a big hitter like former British Prime Minister Tony Blair would take on the newly formed EU presidency. But in the end, he proved too controversial for many EU leaders, and compromise won the day, with Belgium's little-known Prime Minister Herman Van Rompuy being given the post. The British settled for their EU Trade Commissioner Cathy Ashton being appointed as the Union's new foreign policy chief. The two new jobs were created by the Lisbon Treaty, which comes into effect on December 1st, and they're supposed to give the EU a bigger role in such global issues as climate change, terrorism and trade. However, the treaty is vague on what the EU president is supposed to do, and critics say that appointing politicians unknown even outside their own countries to the top jobs will do nothing to enhance the EU's global image. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
At least 13 people died in a suicide bomb attack in Afghanistan today. One was a senior police officer. The bomber detonated his explosives in a crowded part of the provincial capital of Farah City. Farah is a province on Afghanistan's border with Iran. The United Nations Children's Fund says Afghanistan is currently the most dangerous place in the world for a child to be born, especially if the child is a girl. The UN's annual report on the state of the world's children commemorates 20 years of the Convention on the Rights of the Child, adopted in 1989. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.